So she wants her favorite song. She wants this song at her wedding. So Abudi Future DJ, just make sure that this song is on her.
Yeah. This is Ntombi, right?
Yes, Ntombi.
Okay, so
Nak Boosie? Music and Boosie.
Yeah. So quick story time. I manifested a baby girl for a very, very long time. I mean, that still hasn't happened, but I know that it will, and her name will be Ntombi. My princess.
My
God. Yeah, that's why I love the song.
Are you serious?
No wonder
you're crazy about this song.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Ntombi. Oh, wait, that's beautiful.
That is
maybe
so
maybe like
beautiful.
A baby girl that I adopt.
because to push again. Come on, that was
she's not caring so that people in the street know that I was not protected.
You know what I mean? Man, we're about to bring on our spotlight guest today. Mm. Let me just tell you, this gentleman is a man that needs a proper introduction. Give me a second.
Yeah.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever you are, wherever you at, you are tuned into Fresh Breakfast.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old, this gentleman is a man that has mastered the art of using his voice or taking his voice and turning it into an invoice.
Whoa.
This is a gentleman. You can leave him anywhere in Katutura.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere, whether it's Havana, Korean Hub, especially Damar location, he will know where and how to get his bearings together.
Yeah.
This is a man. Every night at 8 o'clock when the news would come up.
Yes.
You don't even care what the story is.
You just
want to see how he does it with his voice.
That's snack.
What?
A man that still deserves to be on that slot, thank you.
This is a man that knows how to pick his battles, and when he picks a battle, you best believe he's going to see it out and he's going to win that battle.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, please make some noise for Leonard Fabian. What the hell?
Wow.
What?
Good morning.
What?
look, I've had intros before, I might, but...
It's Fresh Breakfast.
I mean... That's the freshest intro I've ever had.
Oh, come on.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Goodness. Man, Leonard, welcome to Fresh FM.
Bye, Ranky. Thank you so, so much, guys.
Man. Leonard, it's great to have you in our space.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, whenever I'm in Leonard's space, in private matters and so on, it's always this beautiful aura.
Mm.
It's always... I've never, ever had a negative aura or a negative...
Experience being around Leonard.
And listen, Leonard is human. He's a human being.
Yeah.
I'm sure he gets times where he's stressed or, you know what I mean, family hooter or friend hooter and
vatokal. Or like dog food for the dogs.
You know?
And that's stressful.
Or like people calling their daughters and Ntombi. That type of stuff.
Listen. You will catch this hand.
Oh. Social distancing.
Oh, man.
But Leonard, man, it is honestly such a blessing, honestly, an honor to have you on the show. I mean, obviously, your brand aligns with Fresh Breakfast for what it is and for what we stand for, the people that we actually even care about. So, the first question that I would pose to you this morning is, he's already rolling his eyes because NSK gave him a heads up because I'm deep with my question.
What would NSK do?
What?
Right.
Yes.
So the question is on reinventing thyself.
Sure.
How has that journey been for you? And this is coming from a point of us completely understanding that, first of all, you're human and we understand where you've been and where you are and where you're still to go. So reinventing, how important is that to you? And how did you get yourself to where you are right now?
Because
I look at you as... Because we didn't meet today. We didn't meet yesterday. I've known Leonard for...
40 days and 40 nights.
We met at a braai in Comasdal with Adriano. I think this was in 2005.
Eight.
Very long time ago.
2008. So
2008?
Yes.
2008. I know him.
Incredible stuff.
So I look at you as a phoenix who just rose from everything that was meant to break you. So reinvention. How important is that to you?
The question is valid, doch. In addition to the term reinvention, that side of Leonard has always been alive, but only available and viewable to a few.
Come on.
Verstanji. So upon the happening of certain things, there comes this transformation that you either sink or you swim. So at that stage, you need to bring out the best weapons. Now, getting back to Leonard Vidbian, the guy, not the brand, the guy that people know privately and so forth. That is a totally different person in comparison to your MC, your newscaster, your vocal artist, a former radio entertainer, all of even the TikToker. That is ander mense. The guy Leonard is the core of me. So whatever you do to me and whenever you do and how much of it you do to me, there's a certain section of me you cannot kill. That one will always be there. So at a time when I need to use it, it's there. I just take it out, use it as a weapon, or as a tool rather. Let's merge, not merge those words, as a tool to continuously move on. Because unfortunately, whatever happens to whoever, my dear friends, this thing called time does not stop. Ask anybody who has died. After the funeral, tuhan idons. Then everybody was like, nah, man. Oh, that's for Chikwan's sister. Oh, it's so sad that Chikwan's gone. Oh, well. So where are we off to? The tendency of a human being to innately already have that ability to move on is there. And they do it relatively quickly. So that is just Leonard. You know, the core of him was not sincerely affected by what happened. So it was that time to bring out the real guy that people thought they knew. So for a lot of people, it feels like reinvention. The product has always,
been there.
First Angela, people just didn't know about it because they knew audacity. The way he just says Africa. We would say Africa. The way he finishes the sentence, it just looks that way. And the way when the camera rolls again, he's like, thank you so much for watching. On to the next story. People knew that guy. So for them, that guy was destroyed. But the core of the guy called Leonard, the one that was born,
lived on
forevermore. I think until I die and stuff. I was thinking Pioneers Park, but Opunganda is good.
God forbid. No, we're talking life into our lives right now. Come on.
Oh, sorry. But do you sorry, guys.
Do you feel that it was a blessing in disguise? You'd say, because this in some sense has now opened you up a little bit more. We know more different sides of you. You're challenging yourself a little bit more. Am I making sense?
Yeah. Opened up, yes. Closed off, yes, as well. I've privatized my life to an extent where a lot of people do not have access to me any longer. Simply because at a time when you need certain people,
that's
they're not
the
present
blessing.
Or they are present but for the PR stunt. I was there when, and this can also be used against you. As
Come
in
on.
Do you remember when I was there for you when this happened?
So I have a picture on my Instagram to show for it.
So do you mind like dropping a comment under my post or maybe an e-wallet, because I'm going through too. You're like, I see. So I privatized it to that extent. You will not know what my next move is. Even if you're my closest buddy, even my parents don't know what my next move is, because it allows for people to come into your space and be able to utter words years later like, but I was there for you. For Sanji, so it can be weaponized.
You know what this is? Like, I'd like to put this out right now. What Leonard is saying right here can be signed up in one word, and it's something that I've been feeling as well, especially the last 2 years. It's growth. And sometimes when you grow, you have to shed a couple of feathers, isn't it? You know what I mean? You have to shed a couple of things. You have to...
it's crazy. It's crazy, guys. I will not lie to you. How much growth is in solitude, in being alone, in being with your thoughts. Like, I have so many staff meetings in a day with myself. Whereas other people would look at me and go, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. So you're good? They're like, your thoughts. I'm like, yes. That is the guy you guys didn't know. So for this guy to think and talk to himself, I am the best thing I can ever have. Mm. I am the best friend I can ever have. And if ever I am looking for someone to treat me right, love me right,
you'll start with you.
I have always been looking for me. First Angela. Yeah. So at the end of the life, the only thing I'll have left is me, guys. There is nobody.
Yeah.
And I've tried this. I've tried the relationships, deeper friendships, colleagueships.
Yeah.
Because I was seeking love from someone else. The validation.
Validation, yeah.
Say I look good. Say I sound good. Say I did well. Until I realized, it's a... But you planned the presentation and you rehearsed it. Of course you did good. You know how you speak. Even if you came from Ella, you know how you rehearsed the way you speak, your enunciations, how you should say, what you should say, and where. Of course you're good. So why is it you seek validation, Leonard? And I was talking in front of the new mirror of mine.
You got a new mirror?
And I got to...
I love it.
And I got to speak to myself and it kicked myself and I'm like...
Yeah.
You're actually not getting younger, Abuda. Like, you guys will see here. These were not there when we met.
Yeah.
My friend, being in Latin complexion is not a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, no, especially with aging.
Abuda, oh, no, the smiling I've been doing is paying off.
Yeah.
So I'm aging physically. But the core of me is still that guy of age with wisdom.
Yeah.
And still have that youth in you. So you grow, guys.
You know one thing that I also respect about Leonard, right?
Yeah.
He's saying having staff meetings with his own mind. But Leonard is also a doer. This person is a doer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to that right now. Remember the fight that you had for the Karatura Hall? What do you call that area? The bus
stops? It would be the Groot Winkel.
The Groot Winkel, sorry. Yes. I mean, I look at that fight and I'm like, I know, me Brahman, you've seen the Vinduk fight, but I lost it. It's a flop story.
Yeah.
Leonard pressed on with that thing. He pressed on with that thing until it got renovated or until it got some sort of attention.
Attention.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Leonard, how do you pick your battles? How do you decide, listen,
this one is worth my time.
It's worth my time.
Mm.
Because you've had a couple of battles. It's not just the whole... You're on your fight right now with the C drive. And we'll get to that in a bit. How do you pick your battles?
Corey, the maturity factor I mentioned earlier is massive. Because when I was younger, I would always be overtaken by fear to do something based on... The fear our parents instilled in us.
Of course.
As in,
course,
don't do that. Please, don't say it that way.
Yeah.
As people of color. So it always came to, don't do it. It's not worth your time.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of your resources as well. It'll drain you. So then I realized, but what do I want to say by the time I die? Verstanzi? Do I want someone to read at my eulogy and say, so he lived in Tura, and then he died? Nah. What happened
what
in between?
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
Donkey. Yeah. So I actually choose them very, very wisely. And thank you for asking that. A lot happens on a daily basis to everybody. Guys, I'm turning 40 in 2 months, bruh. I have walked away from arguments this year alone. About 50 arguments. I'm like...
Okay.
Will the old me have?
Jaisal Darstan, and you're like, XA! I'm talking to you, man. I'm like, next up, as in literally, turn
removing yourself
and walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like I told you guys, my growth came from a lot of experience. And I'm talking deep experience. As a child of color, I know what Karutura is like. If I go a certain route, I know where I'll end up. If I go the other route, I also know where I'll end up. So there's several routes to pick. Didage me menze exalni or alestrini. I will pick and choose. Instance, the hall. I was like, but I was raised in Namalokasi, around the hall. Are you telling me the rates and taxes are going to the salaries only? Or the building of this, but not that? How is it that that is not included? That was my basic question. I pressed to the size of petitions. And we got it done, partially.
Man, my goodness. Let's take a small break. We'll be back in a bit. There's still so much more that we need to get out of Abuti Leonard. He's in studio. He'll continue his conversation. By the way, check us out on our socials. That's Fresh FM everywhere.
Hey Namibia, did you know Build It Now has 23...
It is 9:26 with the NSK and Shaquan with our spotlight guest today, Abuti Leonard Vetbien, a man of every single talent. One of those talents that we spoke about is the fact that he can press on when it comes to a certain cause. You have to tell us about the C-Drive. What is that all about? And also, where do we stand right now?
Yeah.
Yo, guys, good grief, good grief. I'm so pleased that this question came about. This thing has been in existence since 2017, by the way.
Since 2017?
Embarrassingly, I say unto you this morning, I slacked on it. Getting back to our previous convo before the break, there are certain legacies I would like to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planting trees as we speak, if you know what I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
So I did the C-Drive thing in 2017, but I'm like, it's okay. Lost net. The Karutura Community Hall was the ultimate personality and character test. Can I achieve a social drive? And to what extent? How long do I need to press on? Mm-mm. What do I need to press on?
Yeah.
The Karutura story, the Karutura Hall story is klar. For the C drive, you must do it. So you need the skills and qualifications to do it properly. So I started doing the things that made the parts to be done. Acquaintances, networking, operations management studies, public relations studies, sales and marketing studies, project management studies. Tuikam Nona nailed all of them. I'm like, sokai, this project will need a project manager. That's me.
Yeah.
It'll need a graphic designer. Oopsie. That's me.
Yeah.
It will need someone with a great characteristics and character, like someone that can pull through.
Yeah.
That's me.
It is Mr. LW.
So I adopted all of these skills, and then I merged it with Leonard Vetbien, the brand, and Leonard Vetbien, the guy. So now you have a powerful force nobody can push against, in terms of if our heads would butt, I would win. So I started approaching the ministry. No, Mr. Vetbien this. No, Mr. Vetbien that. I'm like, but the kids are failing. Not one kid. The kids. These are the future. They were like, do you mind coming to office to also see who and who? I'm like, the bigger the audience, the better.
The better,
Let's go. In fact, let's have the executives all up in the house. We come on a highest, secondary, under that person. I'm like, good afternoon, everyone. As you can see by way of the papers, it is not going well. Guys, I'm super, super pleased to say the C-Drive is all about getting learners to achieve C symbols and up. A 60% toho bar. It's almost not so difficult.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the hungriest from Katutura.
Yeah,
still need to work towards that C. Because now's problem is not tomorrow's problem.
True.
We are working towards. Ha! Comes through Ella Duplessis yesterday at the parent meeting. So guys, these are the results. I'm like,
no way.
Sorry, are those C's and ups? They're like, yes sir.
No
to
way.
To the parents, am I? And I can never die in the Uki Khatsit. So as you can see, the majority of the learners have moved from E, D to now C and B. I'm like,
that should have been an emotional moment for you.
Very. So the Mr. Mbaukwa points towards me and said, parents, I'd like to you to thank that guy. I'm like, thank you. But I sat because I do not want that much praise and that much over me, tohoba, because it's my benefit or contribution to your
society,
kids.
Yeah.
Then Tombi's the, you know.
Yeah.
So he says, please stand up. I'm like, they're like,
thank you.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Didn't want that. We'll give him a second to speak. I'm like, okay, this escalated quick.
Okay, so maybe just take us through how you collaborate, if you will, with the ministry itself and the schools, especially being hands-on.
Yeah.
How does that work exactly? Where do you fall in? Do you take over their life skills classes and have conversations with them?
Hey.
Or
The kids love the way I speak. They love...
Yeah, because you're Ra Ramos.
Festanzi. Yeah? Festanzi. So they look up to me. So that's a great benefit for
already
the C-Drive.
Number one, yeah.
So the C-Drive basically means to drive learners to C symbols. C-Drive.
Got it.
So through that, we have cultural activities to, or rather activities at the schools to drive C quality culture. The way you walk, the way you speak, the way you dress, and then that contributes to your academic performance. And that also contributes to your athletics performance. You're like, learner. So C would mean 60%, which means 60% of the practice sessions I need to attend. So 60% of the chess rehearsals I need, and 60% of the choir rehearsals as well. So 60 is the benchmark. Check jele.
Do you know what also came to mind right now? Obviously, we are giving you flowers now, but maybe we need to in this moment in terms of what you just said right now, because it goes further and deeper than just the school and what happens on the school grounds. It changes situations at home.
Yes, yes.
Because when that child is...
Come on.
Because when that child is giving more of themselves from an E to a D to a C now and above that or whatever...
Yes.
That means that that child, even at home, they now listen to what the parent is saying.
Thank you. Because this incorporates time management.
Yes.
So after school, I'll do the after school classes or activities at school. But my mind is set on my academics. Or else the coach may take me off the team. So we're rolling it out that way. Currently, we have adopted book covers for each and every learner that states, I hereby pledge to maintain 60 and up symbols throughout 2023.
Yeah.
In addition, this morning I'm coming from Acacia High School in Kumasdal.
In Kumasdal, next to Eldorado, ne?
Yeah, but one of the least performing schools in Windhoek.
Yes.
Is on its way to C quality and up. This automatically puts them on Jan Moore Academia HTS Windhoek High School level. What does this mean for you, Ntombi's mother? No,
don't speak this into existence, but it's bang yo.
Economically, what does this mean for Karutura and Kumasdal? Jeffro, I'm willing to pay 1,000 per year. No, fat die extra geld wat die kind vir taxi sou gebruik vir jou krag, vir jou water, of om vetkoekies te verkoop. Amai. So socio-economically, it's a great benefit. That is all I want for our kids. So the C drive basically is my way of saying to my Karutura and Kumasdal schools, we need to raise the standard. We need doctors that come back after studies to Tura. We need nurses that come back after studies here. We need high quality schools to make Karutura and Kumasdal the best we can be.
Now the surprise here is that we put on our Instagram asking a couple of options of people to vote what they want Leonard to do. And the results came back, and the results said they want to hear Leonard's voice. So, Leonard, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to drop this fader real quick. And I'm going to give you a solid minute at least.
Of what?
Of giving you something where you are going to bless us with your beautiful voice on this audio. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Leonard Medvian, the man of so many talents. He's going to help us with his voice. He's literally getting teary eyes. Leonard, the floor is yours, my good sir.
Okay, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. That's Michael Pulse, by the way. Standing here on the crossroads, nobody told me I'd be all alone. The walls are coming down, the shadows going down. All of this pain, like I'm breaking down. I made my bed and there I lay. The lesson learned, the price I pay. Let me take you to church, people.
Amen.
The past is gone, and my future's telling me to hold on. Come on. Cause I made it through the bad time, I'm stronger now. Through the dark tides, I'm able now to say, I made it. I made it.
Come on.
I made it.
Lord.
I made it through the bad times, I'm stronger now. Through the dark tides, I'm able now to say, I made it. I made it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
I made
it. Let's go.
It. NSK, the journey wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't.
At times I could not believe it. It broke me down to pieces. At times I could not be brave. I made my bed and there I lay. The lesson learned, the price I paid. The past is gone, come on. And the future's telling me to hold on. Hold on, Lenny. I made it through the bad times, I'm stronger now.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I made it through the dark tides, I'm able now to say, I made it.
Let's all sing along.
I made it.
Come on, Kelly.
Yes,
I made it.
I made it
so that the seed drive thrives.
Yay, hey, baby girl, I love that.
Yes. Man, Leonard, man, we want to say thank you so much for blessing us with your presence today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are an incredibly powerful human being. Perhaps we have, or no one has said it to you yet, I think you are a blessing to this country, and you're a blessing to your community. Our friendship, you're a blessing to me. Shekwan?
Yeah. No, keep pouring, keep doing, keep living your purpose. I mean, I know that you've grown, you've grown through everything that you've gone through. You know, we just cannot wait for another session where we testify that, listen, they're writing about him in the papers now. Not that there's any validation in that, but to let you know that this came from just an idea, a meeting with yourself, and look where it is. May the seed drive continue to thrive to greater heights.
Guys, oh man, dankie. I have so little to say, except thank you, because I need to hand you guys your flowers too.
Yeah, where's our food?
Your I said flowers. I said, unless you're a vegetarian, I'll give you flower food. Yeah, you guys make radio entertainment what it should be, because a lot of people don't regard it as all of that. But believe me, the way you guys do this is dope. Yeah? And baie dankie for just taking time out to say, Leonard, kom toch man, kom ons gesels 'n bietjie. For me, that is love. That is just you showing the flowers, or giving the flowers. Yeah. While I'm still alive, and that's all I want.
This conversation will be up on our website in the next 5 minutes or so. We are out. Stick around for DJ Scott.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.